Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. Oh, you're worthy, O Lord. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it, O God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We came to worship you, God. We came to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, because you truly are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just glorify your name on today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As Pastor Alicia Cooper just saying, we just want to thank you, O Lord. We just want to thank you for this online conference. We want to thank you for the saints coming together, congregating together. We want to thank you for every guest, O God. We want to thank you, O Lord. Hallelujah. For breath in our bodies. We want to thank you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For calling us together for such a time as this. Oh God, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God truly is good and worthy to be praised. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I want to welcome you to our first online domestic violence conference, Woman, You Don't Have to Live Like That. And this is a conference for women and for men, for boys and for girls. Amen. Hallelujah. We welcome everybody to come because everyone at some point in their lives has been impacted by domestic violence. So we want to make sure that everybody knows that they are welcome. Go ahead and go on Twitter, go on Facebook, and let somebody know that there is a conference on Blog Talk Radio. Radio, on Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Rebecca on the Woman to Woman Show, a domestic violence conference. Woman, you don't have to live like that. And they can log in by going to blogtalkradio.com/power or by calling 646-652-4832. Woman, you don't have to live like that. And how about this? Man, you don't have to live like that. You don't have to live like that, broken, busted, and disgusted, looking for love in all the wrong places. You don't have to live like that. So we welcome you. We welcome you, New Creation Christian Ministries, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony Simmons, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony Simmons. We welcome you with the New Creation Christian Ministry family and also the Women to Women Empowerment Group on Facebook. We welcome you. We welcome you to this online conference. We're excited. I guess you can tell I am excited. We had a powerful time on last night, and we're looking for God to move even more, the more so today. We had a powerful time on last night, and we know that God is just going to accelerate the time that we spend on together today. We're going to just go ahead and move forward. We have our speaker is here. Amen. We have a powerful woman of God who has come to share in the word of God with us. I'm going to read her bio, and then we're going to open in prayer, have a worship song, and then I'm going to give her the floor. Amen. So look, go ahead and tell people they need to come. Amen. I know people like to be fashionably late, but look, we are rolling. We're ready to receive everything that God has for us to receive on today. I'm excited, and I pray that you're excited too. I want to read our speaker's bio. Amen. Our guest today is Dr. Tanya Blount. Amen. And she is an award-winning author, harpist, playwright, speaker, and domestic violence advocate. Apostle Dr. Tanya Blount is the editor-in-chief of Having Church for Women magazine, a 52-page national bi-monthly print publication with a growing circulation of 50,000. The September and October edition of 2009 was the premier issue. The publication is a spinoff of Having Church magazine. The latter has been in print for 5 years. Apostle Dr. Tanya was raised by artistic parents, Ronald and Bertha Vaughn, in Brooklyn, New York, who quickly recognized their daughter's artistic talents. She was taught the values of hard work, responsibility, and rewards, and acquired a keen understanding of contribution. Apostle Dr. Tanya Blount developed a love for singing and playing the piano and was intuitively referred to as an old spirit by her elders. As a youth, she sang in her church choir and would go on to sing backup vocals for several of New York City rap artists. After surviving a challenging and violent marriage, Dr. Tanya found herself homeless twice and raising their 5 children on her own. While living on the streets, she became ill. Anticipating her death, she wrote a memoir to leave as a legacy for her children. The legacy was highly praised by her friends. Innovation would transform the document into her debut novel, Leaving the Wilderness. My God. Implementing her standards of excellence and holding herself accountable for her success, Dr. Tanya would earn her, praise the Lord, hallelujah. She would earn her confidences all around and rebound faster and stronger than anyone expected. My. She regained her health and wrote several more books, many more successful ventures and businesses would follow. Using her God-given vision of contribution and a decision to utilize her talents, Apostle Dr. Tanya brought transparency and efficiency to battered women and their children. She has worked with many organizations such as Voices of Women Organizing Project, VOW, the Jericho Road, WOMENEO, Women Destined for Greatness, Inc., Women Against Abuse, and others in an effort to further eradicate domestic violence. In 2004, she founded Leave the Wilderness, Inc., an organization dedicated to this population. And in the fall of 2006, she debuted on her own to have her own talk show, The Tanya Blount Show. The program aired on NYTV and Fox in Central Virginia and was broadcast to 500,000 households. As her vision expands, Apostle Dr. Tanya continues to direct her attention to philanthropy and donating her time and resources to charitable, cultural, and educational causes. Her talents, abilities, and forward-looking leadership build upon the spirit of unity. She has enjoyed features with BET, New York Newsday, Richard Times Dispatch, Richmond Voice, Carnegie Courier, Caribbean Life, Virginia Informer, Desigual Magazine, New York Daily News, East Fire Entertainment, The Blessed Room, Black Romance Magazine, Virtuous Women, Miss Favor Magazine, or Mo Favor Magazine, and many others. Additionally, she has appeared on many television and nationally syndicated radio stations. Today, she continues to attract the attention of fans and associates. In her free time, she says she loves playing the harp and will release her first CD recording entitled The Oil of Joy in the spring of 2011. Dr. Tanya also enjoys crocheting and playing the piano. Apostle Dr. Tanya Blount is the senior pastor of the Church with No Walls, located in Brooklyn, New York, and Baltimore. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory for this wonderful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory for this woman of God and what he has brought her through. To God be the glory for this awesome testimony, for everything that God is doing in her life. I thank God for the privilege to have her here on our very first online domestic violence conference. I tell you, I am looking forward, and you all need to be anticipating a great move on tonight. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and open in prayer. Amen. And right after the prayer, we're going to have one praise song, and then we're going to go and give the floor to the woman of God. Amen. So that she could bring forth to us what the Lord has deposited in her belly. And even after reading her bio, I say, my, what a mighty God we serve. We serve an awesome God that he would have brought this woman from such a long way. He has brought Apostle Dr. Tanya Blount from a mighty long way. And I'm excited about what she's going to share with us. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us go ahead and open in prayer. And while we're praying, again, after we pray, as the worship song is playing, I want to encourage you to call somebody and tell somebody that we're on the air. We're here, and the word is going to be going forth very shortly, and they need to get here. Amen. Hallelujah. To hear what the Lord is going to say to this woman's servant. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name, O God. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Oh, Lord, we just magnify your name on today. You are just so awesome, O God. And, Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah, for everything that you've done in our lives, oh God. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. And oh Lord, we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you for this online domestic violence conference, oh God, with the theme, Woman, You Don't Have to Live Like That, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the vision, Father God, that you have deposited into my heart, oh God. Even, Father God, through the encouragement of Sister Tina L. Lane, oh God. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for giving us the wherewithal, Father God, to hear your voice and to obey, oh God, and to move forward, Father God, to have an online Father God conference to begin to speak to the hearts of women everywhere. So Lord, I ask, Father God, that you will bless women everywhere, that you will bless men everywhere, oh God, that you will bless the abuser, oh God, and bless the abused, oh God. Lord, to hear word, Father God, that will change their lives, oh Lord. Lord, we determined today that we have come together, Father God, to destroy the yoke of domestic violence, oh God, of domestic abuse, oh God. And Lord, we just ask that you have your way in this place, oh God. Lord, we know that it's not about us, oh God, but it's all about you, oh God. And we know, Lord, that you have determined, Father God, that you have a great plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope in the future, oh God. Lord, we know that you have thoughts of good and thoughts of peace and not of evil for us, Father God, thoughts to bring us to an expected end, oh God. So, Lord, we give ourselves to you on tonight, God. We give our ears and our hearts and our minds and our souls to you on today, God. And, Lord, we say, have your way. Hallelujah. Have your way, oh God. Have your way. Have your way in the lives of those who are tuned in, oh God. Have your way in the lives of those who have congregated in this online service on tonight, God. Have your way, oh God. Let your will be done, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we ask that you save souls, that you change lives, oh God, that you destroy yokes, oh God. Break the chains of bondage off of your hearts and your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, some have been hurting for a long time, oh God, walking around, Father God, with scars from the past, oh God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would destroy every yoke, oh God, that you would heal every wound, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you would give liberty to the captive, oh God, and open the eyes to the blind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Drop that issue of blood, oh God, hallelujah, for the person, Father God, who's been bleeding, Father God, for so long, oh God. Oh, Lord, we need you tonight, Lord, and we're just seeking your face, oh God, and we're inviting you to come in and be amongst us, oh God. Abide in our midst, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Father God, that you are able, and we know that this is a part of your divine plan, oh God, because you put it in our hearts, oh Father God, to come together. You put it in the heart of the preacher, oh God, to come tonight, oh God, in the midst of her busy schedule, oh God. You put it in the hearts of the people, oh God, to put down what they were doing, oh God, to turn off the TV and the radio and to come here to this Blog Talk Radio conference, oh God. And Lord, we just ask that you meet every person, meet everyone, man, woman, boy or girl, oh God. Meet everyone, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Meet us where we need to be met, oh God. Minister to every need on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hands of Satan right now off of this broadcast, off of this conference, in the name of Jesus. And we loose the spirit of your power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We loose dunamis and exousia and kratos, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus. We lose your power, your power. We lose your power, oh God, your Holy Ghost power on this line. And we say, have your way. Holy Ghost, come in and have your way in this place. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you tonight. Lord, let not one person leave here hurting. Let not one person leave here in bondage, free of you captive, oh God. Hallelujah. Let not one person, Father God, leave here the same way that they came in. But let us leave better. Let us leave encouraged, exhorted, edified, equipped, emancipated, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just cry now to you. Says we cry to you, we hear our cry, oh God, and you will deliver us, oh God. So, Lord, we just are crying to you on tonight on the behalf of those who are yet being battered on tonight. Somebody's being beaten right now, oh God. And, Lord, we just ask, Father God, and we command, Father God, that the abuse stops in the name of Jesus. We declare that that person is loosed tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you. We take dominion over the airwaves tonight. We take dominion over the phone lines tonight. We take dominion over the internet tonight. Hallelujah. We declare that no weapon formed against this conference can prosper in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Even as we worship you, oh God, we say, have your way. Let your will be done, oh God. Let your will be done in this place, oh God. Let your will be done. We thank you and we praise you. And we magnify your name on tonight. Even as we go forth to worship your holy name, God, we thank you because you are sovereign. You alone are in control. You are God all by yourself. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And we magnify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And even as we go forth, Father God, to declare that there's nobody great, oh God, receive our worship on tonight. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints, I want you to join with me as we declare, sing it, wherever you are, in your car, in your house, in your living room, in your office, in your bedroom, wherever you are, just sing with me, nobody greater. Amen. There's nobody greater. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. No.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find. You lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's nobody greater. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and praise him right where you are. Just worship him right where you are. There's nobody greater. Hallelujah. We praise his holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You're worthy, O God. Hallelujah. There's nobody greater. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Go ahead and worship him right where you are. Oh, God, there's nobody greater. Hallelujah. We searched all over, and we couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. Looked high and low and still couldn't find nobody. There's nobody greater. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to bring our speaker on. Amen. And we welcome Apostle Tanya. We welcome Apostle
God bless you.
Dr. Tanya Blount to the broadcast. God bless you. Oh, God
bless
you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on and minister and let the Lord use me. Thank you most of all for this vision, this domestic violence conflict online. I was really blessed when Sister Tina contacted me and let me know that you were that God had given you this vision to do online, and I said okay. And when I got the flyer, and I saw the flyer, I said, "Oh my God, she's having serious service online. Praise God!" So we thank you.
Amen.
We thank God for what he gave you, and we thank God for the internet that we can even reach, you know, we have this opportunity to reach, you know, folks that we wouldn't have been able to reach before. So we thank God for that.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for you agreeing to come. Amen. I know you're busy. You even have a conference, a prayer brunch on tomorrow. So I know that the Lord is using you mightily in a lot of things. And even reading your bio, I realized that the Lord has a great work that he has ordained for you to do. And I thank God for you stepping up to the plate and doing all that God has called you to do, because so many shirk back. But I had the opportunity to sit under your ministry over at Prophetess Lalisa Williams' conference last year. And
oh, wow.
I was tremendously blessed. So when I thought about this, you were the first person that I thought about. And just really looking forward to this fellowship and receiving what the Lord has for you to pour out on tonight, and even in the future for us to be able to get together, even to sit down and break bread. That
yes.
would just be a sheer pleasure. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm going to move out of your way, and the floor is yours, amen, and let the Lord do whatever it is that he wants to do, amen, and I'm just going
amen.
To move on out of the way.
Amen. I know the prayer went forth. I just want to say a quick prayer. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. We give you all the glory, Jesus. Oh, Father God, because you alone deserve the glory. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, that you have made. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God that you have given this assignment to, Father God. Lord God, that has been set apart, God, to save, to heal, to deliver, God. Oh, God, I bless your name, God. I give you all the glory, God. I give you all the praise, God, for I know, Lord God, that it was you, Lord God, that had the hand on me, Father God, and brought me out, God. So I thank you now, God, that I'm blessed now, so that I might be used, Lord God, to deliver the word, God, that you set forth, God, to give. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we give you all the praise, God, tonight, God. We give you all the honor, God, because you alone deserve the honor and all the praise, God. Oh, God, I bless your name now, God. I bless it now, God. Oh, God, use me, God, for your glory, Jesus. I am available to you, God. Oh, I bless your name now, God. And all, God. Hallelujah, I bless your name, God. Oh, thank you now, God. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I bless your name, God. Oh, God, I bless your name. Oh, God, we want to turn, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, turn to our Bibles. God had given me this word this afternoon about 3 or 4 o'clock. And I knew he would give it to me in the late hour because I felt that it was going to be something that I may have said before, or he had given me before, and I thank God that he gave it to me in a different way, and I thank God for the words that he gave when I was praying over what to give to the people. He said, speak to those that have just come out too. Speak to those that are coming out. Speak to those that have just come out, O God of the wilderness. So I thank God for the word. O God, we give you the glory. O God, I thank you now. Oh, God, so I'm turning to now, I'm reading out of Genesis chapter 37, and I'm going to verse 23. I'm going to jump around a few minutes, but I'm going to bear your patience with me. Genesis 37, verse 23 through 25, oh, God, and then I'm going to go to Psalms 40, verses 2 and 3, the Lord gave me the title, There Was Purpose in the Pit. It didn't end there. So I thank you, God, for that word. I thank you, God, for the word that's coming forth now. Oh, God, I will begin to read Genesis 23. So it came to pass when Joseph had come to his brothers that they had stripped Joseph of his tunic, the tunic of many colors that was on him. Then they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it, and they sat down to eat a meal. Then they lifted their eyes and looked, and there was a company of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead with their camels bearing spices, balm, and myrrh on their way to carry them down to Egypt. And now let's move forward to Psalms 40, verse 2 and 3. Psalms 40, verse 2. He also brought me out of a horrible pit, hallelujah, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. Oh, God, he has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust
in the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, I bless God for this word because even as I was coming home to get on the line to call, I asked God, give me something fresh, God. I know you said fresh, God, when you gave me this word and you gave me a fresh revelation that I didn't get. And this is one of the my favorite books in the Bible. And, God, I thank you for the fresh word. Joseph was a dreamer and favored his father. He was blessed with visions from God. Because of Joseph's dreams, his brothers were envious of him. The envy eventually led to his brothers trying to conspire to kill him. Oh, God, they was convinced that if they killed him, they would kill the dream. Proceeding with their evil plot, his brothers threw Joseph into a pit, hoping that he, along with his dreams, would die there. However, their plan failed. The pit had no water. The pit that the brothers thought would end Joseph's life had purpose in it, oh God. God allowed the plot because there would be purpose in it. Joseph's brothers thought that they could kill something that they never had the power to create. They thought they had the power to end what God declared to be. What they didn't know was that their actions actually propelled Joseph to walk in his destiny. And no matter what, hallelujah, throwing him in the pit, no matter how big, no matter how small, or selling him, they couldn't stop the destiny because it had already been declared to be. The pit had purpose. The pit triggered the plan of God, the divine plan of God. See, Joseph's brothers were determined to have that plan fulfilled. Oh, they didn't stop when the pit was empty. They didn't stop the plan. They didn't second guess themselves. They went on to kill the dream. When the pit didn't have no water, they continued. They continued to attempt to kill their flesh and blood. Oh, God, but their plan failed. When the enemy uses your husband and those you love to hurt or conspire against you, when he sets you up to fail, when he attempts to strip you of your worth, beat you, or attempt to destroy the destiny God had for you, when you leave the wilderness, find the purpose in the pit. Oh, God, I bless you, God. Oh, thank you, God, because there's purpose in the pain. There's purpose in the pit. There's purpose in the pain. There's purpose in the darkness. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The tonic, the coat that Joseph wear. Let's look at the tonic that he had on. Oh, God, why was the brothers jealous? Why was they envious? Oh, God, they saw the gift that he had. Oh, God, so the coat represented the gift. The coat represented authority. The coat represented power. His brothers hated him even more for it, for the favor that he had, the coat that he wore, the visions that he had in his belly. Oh, God, so why does the enemy use the husband to beat the wife? The enemy hates women. We reproduce. We birth new life. We help carry out our husband's dreams. We help them, God. Oh, God, so we push our kings into their destiny. We are the incubators of God's glory. Hallelujah. So he is out to destroy us because without us, many dreams would not pass. Without us, oh, God, there wouldn't be any Martins. There wouldn't be any Obamas. So, God, so the enemy sets out to destroy the helpmate, to destroy the very one that can push the husband to the top. Destroy the very one, the visionary. Oh, God, we know, God, that therefore Satan will use even the husbands, the close ones, anyone that's close to us, not just the husbands, the people that we love, sometimes even the children. Domestic violence is not just the husbands going against the wives or the man or the woman going against the husband. Even the children that beat the parents. Oh, God, even the parents that beat the children. The enemy will use the very ones that hold our heart, the very ones that we love close and dear to plot to destroy, to plot to kill us. He sees the meaning of the coat. He can see the coat from miles and miles away. Oh, God, I thank you. He can spot the dreamer. He can see the visionary. He can see the belly. He can see what's about to be birthed. He can see the trailblazer. He can see the dream that's their words, to beat us with their fists, to break us down, and to throw us in the pit, leave us for dead, hoping that the dreamer, the woman, that the purpose that was declared before she was even born dies with her. If God has not delivered you now, if you are still in the pit, oh God, even if he has now brought you out of the pit, if you're now out of that abuse, out of the wilderness, and you're hanging on to the pain has become a security blanket. The pain, you can't let go of the guilt. You can't let go of the condemnation. You can't let go of what you allowed. The enemy will keep you there so that you can't move forward and walk in what God declared you to be. He'll keep you there decades if you'll let him. There's purpose in the pit. Take off your grave clothes and walk out of it completely. Oh, God, I bless your name. If God has shown opportunity, sometimes God will give us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to leave. And we believe that the prayers will get them out. They will sometime if God, it is his will. But it's not worth our lives to stay and watch it. If God has given you opportunity to escape the pit, get out and obey God. It is not the plan of God to have his daughter destroyed, beat down, or killed. Leave God. Leave your husband in God's hands. If it is the will of God, he will deliver them. Sometimes we try to work it out ourselves and create opportunities and create deliverance on our own. And I've been to too many funerals, oh God. I've seen too many people die by the hands of the people that they love. I've seen too many women say goodbye to their children too many soon. I've seen too many sisters raise their sisters' children. Oh God, so we encourage prayer, but pray while you're out, oh God. If God has set you free, then be free. Be healed. Be whole. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. There's purpose in the pit. Oh, God, when you look out, when you get out of the wilderness, and you look back, turn around and look back at what you left, there's revelation there that God is saying, take some of it with you. Take some of it with you on the journey, on the new path, on the new walk, on the new path that God is sending you on. There's something that you're supposed to take from the pit for the newness and a new walk. Amen. But leave the grave clothes in the pit. Leave the baggage, leave the pain. Let God do the healing. Give God time to do the healing. Hallelujah. Don't walk away and think this is it. There's purpose. There's ministries that come forth from the darkest hour. Hallelujah. From the darkest time of my life, ministry was birthed. It's not about me. It's not about you. Ministries need to be birthed. The longer we wallow in the pit, halfway coming out, one foot in, you can't walk in the purpose that God declared you to be. The enemy wants to destroy you. If he can't get your husband to hurt and kill you, he's going to take you out with your mind, wallowing and wallowing in the mess. The darkest time is usually your breakthrough. The darkest time is right before daybreak. The darkest hour, the time when you don't have anything, the time when you're searching for food, the time you're searching for bills. After you left, you said, easier there. But I declare that you stay free. The darkest time is when the pain becomes power. The darkest time is when you realize that you're about to now go into traveling season to birth what God said. Don't rush the process. Hallelujah. There's purpose in it. Hallelujah. The pain, we don't want to glorify it. But God, don't allow it to be in vain. Don't allow everything that you experience to stay there. Some of that stuff is going to help someone else. Some of that stuff is going to set someone free. Some of that stuff is going to heal the land. Some of that stuff you got to take with you to the elevation, on with, up with. Amen. Hallelujah. It's resurrection time. Oh, God, I speak life now. Oh, God, to every dead vision. Oh, God, I speak life now to every dead dream. Oh, God, I speak life now to everything that you declare should not die. I speak life to it right now, God. Oh, God, to the woman, Lord God, that's hurling. Oh, God, I pray now for safe and comfort. Oh, God, I bless you now for the escape. Oh, God, I bless you now for her birth. I bless you now for the rebirth. I bless you now for the resurrection. In the brokenness, sometimes the brokenness, oh God, that creates the beauty. Sometimes we have to be broke down to ashes so the beauty can rise up. Oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, that somebody, oh God, thank you, Jesus, is being set free, God, just because. It's time. I thank you, God, for somebody that is hearing this word now, that they know God, that was purpose in it. Everything, every hour, everything we go through, there's purpose in it. Oh, God, I bless you now for trials and tribulations. Oh, God, not everything is supposed to kill us. Not everything is supposed to destroy. I praise you now, God, for the pit, God, that the woman is in now that is on the line, God, trying to find her way. I thank you now that she's all the way out, God. I thank you now that she found her way out the wilderness. Oh, God, I bless you. It's resurrection time. Grab what you have to grab to move forward. Leave what you have to leave to move forward. God is saying, don't despise now. Don't despise now. Don't despise now. During that weeping, there's joy in the morning. The darkest hour. Oh, God, I thank you again. The darkest hour. Oh, God, the darkest hour is a breakthrough. I speak now for a breakthrough for someone on the line right now. Oh, God, I bless your name. I speak breakthrough now. It's daybreak time. Somebody's calling out victory now. Somebody's calling out, hello, morning now. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we're in the pit, reach for God so he can establish our steps. He alone can do it. Don't lean on your own understanding. Hallelujah. Oh, God, don't lean on your own understanding. Lean on him. Let him heal. Let him set you free. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for the healing that will take place from this domestic violence conference, oh, God. Oh, God, I bless your name now for the woman, the women that are on the line that's seeking comfort, God. Oh, God, I speak now to every heart that's broken. Heal it now, God. Oh, God, every family that's crumbling. Oh, God, put your hand in there now, God. Oh, God, let her know your presence, God. Let her know your glory, Jesus. Let her know your power, Jesus. Let her know her purpose, Jesus. Oh, God, I bless your name now. I bless your name for the ministries that will be birthed now, for the businesses that will be birthed now. I bless your name, God, for the healing. Oh, God. One by one, by one, by one. Oh, God. God's saying it's resurrection time. Somebody's been holding on to the past too long. Somebody's been cradling the clothes that they wore in the pit. Somebody won't release themselves from the words that were spoken, the propaganda that was fed 10 years ago. God is saying he set you free. Somebody can't forgive. Hallelujah. God is saying forgive so he can set you free. Forgive so he can heal. Forgive so you can see again. Forgive so you can walk again. Forgive for your children. Forgive. Let go. You can't take it with you anymore. Let God do the work. Let God do the work. Let God do the work. Oh, God, I bless you. Oh, God, I bless you. Oh, God, I bless you. I speak to every mountain that might be in your way, sisters. Mountain, go in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to every storm that keeps coming after the sister that just wants to be steady. Oh, God, be still, storm. Peace within your walls. Peace within your mind now. I bind up the spirit of oppression. I bind up the spirit of depression. I bind up the spirit of anxiety. Oh, God, every sickness that's been birthed because of the pain, because of the beatings, oh, God, heal it now in the mighty name of Jesus. God wants you to be set free, sister. He wants you to be set free. It's time to get out of ICU. It's time to get out of the recovery. Some of us are no longer in the situation, but we're still in ICU. We're still in recovery. Because we're stopping the release. We're stopping the healing. It's not for us to pay them back. It's not for us to hang on to it. Let it go so God can do what he needs to do in you. He can't move in the pain. He can't move in darkness. He can't move when we're holding unforgiveness and bitterness. Free it. Lift it. Release it. It's a process, but begin to do it. Hallelujah. Pray and leave if you're in that situation. Pray and leave. Don't abort or miscarry the ministry, the business that God has given you because you won't release what has happened. You won't step out of the pit because you feel more comfortable in it. Some people were built and qualified for whatever God said just from some pain. The more pressure on a diamond, the brighter it shines. Oh, God, so don't despise it. But don't let it cripple you. Don't hold on to it. Let it build you. Let it create you. Let it minister to you. And feed someone else your testimony. We are overcome by it. We help save other lives by it. Don't just let it be a period after I escaped. If there's purpose in it, if there's purpose in it, that goes for anything. There's purpose in that situation. There's purpose in the unemployment. There's purpose in it. There's purpose in it. There's purpose in it. Find the revelation God wants you to get so you can get out of it. Amen. Oh, God, I bless your name. Oh, God, I speak resurrection. God is saying it's resurrection time. God is saying resurrection time. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is the third day. Today's the second day. The conference was yesterday. It's resurrection time for somebody now. Come out of the tomb. Come out of the pit. It didn't have any water because God didn't mean for you to drown in it. There was purpose in it. Hallelujah. Oh, God, now I thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you now for the woman of God, hallelujah, that has organized this. Oh, God, I just want to thank you once again for her ministry, God. Oh, God, I pray for her husband, her ministry, the children. Oh, God, I bless your name, God, for more and more and more that you're going to do now out of this ministry, God. I bless your name, God. The doors that will open because she was obedient, God. She's not afraid to tackle domestic violence in the faith community, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that she continues to walk in your will, that they continue to walk in your will, that they continue to do your will, oh, God. Oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is saying, oh, God, come out of recovery. He's telling someone, come out of recovery. Come out of recovery. Come out of recovery. Hallelujah. It's resurrection time. It's resurrection time. There was purpose in the pit. There was purpose in the pit. Hallelujah. Find the purpose. Now it's time. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless your name. Oh, God, we thank you. We give you all the glory, God. For you alone deserve the glory. We thank you, Lord God, for the word. Oh, God. Oh, God, I bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Jesus. Whew. Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, God, I bless your name. Thank you, God. Oh, God, I thank you.
Thank you,
oh, God,
Lord.
I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
God is saying tomorrow is victory. Tomorrow is victory. It's resurrection time. Hallelujah. Some of us have been laying in it for 20 years. It's resurrection time.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Time to let go of the past. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we give you all the glory, God.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, we give you the glory, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. It's resurrection time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. He said he's ready to give you new skin. He's ready to give you a new spirit. He's ready to give you a new heart. He's ready to give you a new life. But you're holding on. Hallelujah. You're holding on.
Jesus.
God is saying, move on, move on. take your purpose and move on. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And keep waiting, waiting and waiting for him to come. He's already let you go. He's already delivered you from that situation.
Jesus.
It's already done. You get out of your way. Hallelujah. You get out of your way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you.
Thank
it's
you,
restoration
Jesus.
And resurrection time. Hallelujah. It's restoration and resurrection
Hallelujah.
Time. Hallelujah. It's resurrection and resurrection
Hallelujah.
And restoration time. Hallelujah. He
Jesus.
Can't restore if you don't come out of the pit. He can't restore if you don't take off the dead clothes. He can't restore if you don't forgive. He can't restore if you carry around bitterness.
Hallelujah.
He can't restore if you bad mouth in a man. He can't restore ugly. In Jesus',
Jesus.
Name.
Jesus, Jesus. Mm.
He's looking for restoration. He's saying, first you gotta be resurrected. First is the resurrection, then is the restoration.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
You're stopping your own self from setting free. Oh, God.
Mm.
Somebody. Been wallowing too long. He quoted about she unloaded us.
Yes, Lord.
You wallowing it too long. It's done. Hallelujah. It's done. Thank God for it. In all things, give thanks. In all things, give thanks.
Yes, yes.
In all things, give thanks. Even in a pit, give thanks. Even out the pit, give thanks. Even unemployed, give thanks. Even unemployed, give thanks. Even if just someone has passed on and you're wondering why, give thanks.
Give thanks, my God.
Give thanks. The children are not lining up. Give thanks. When we praise and thank God, we confuse Satan and he ends up fighting each other. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, thank you. Oh, God, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. God, so somebody's been in it 5 years, too long. 5 years.
Hallelujah.
My God. 5 years. 5 years you've been holding on. Thank you, God. He's already moved. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. We've got to stop talking so much to each other and talk to God and then be quiet so we can hear God and only him.
Mm.
Thank you.
My God.
He took you out 5 years ago. Thank you.
Mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Hey, God wants the best for us. We're his baby girls.
Oh.
We're his baby girls. He's not going to keep us in anything that's no good for us. Listen to his voice. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
I thank you now, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Oh, God, thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen, Pastor. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, I can barely contain myself. I tell you, hallelujah, the Lord is just so, he's moving so mightily here. What a powerful word. My God, it's resurrection time. Hallelujah. Man, it's purchased in the pit. My God, hallelujah, what a powerful right now word, my God, hallelujah, for somebody who's in 5 years, my God, been in there a long time, too long, and God is saying, come out, You heard the prophet. You heard the apostles. He said, God is saying it's time to come out. Come out of the pit. My God, come out. It's resurrection time. Come out of the tomb. Come out of the pit. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Powerful. I don't know if you heard me. I was over here shouting. Amen.
No.
I muted myself. I said,
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said, Lord Jesus, I hope they don't hear me because the Lord was speaking. Amen. And he definitely was speaking to me. I want to thank God for the word and just open up for a prayer. Somebody, you heard the word. God has spoken through his woman servant on today. There's purpose in your pit. There's purpose for the pain. There's a reason that you're going through. It might seem senseless for you to be going through a situation where you have been abused, molested, broken. Somebody's hitting you up beside your head, and God is saying it's not his plan, but he can take that and give it some purpose. Amen. He can use that. God is going to use that for his glory. You didn't go through it for nothing. Some of you are not maybe being abused on tonight, but you're going through. You're going through on tonight. Or maybe you're holding something from the past. And God is speaking to you tonight. I know God is speaking to you because he spoke to me, and I've been healed of what I went through, molestation and abuse and everything that I went through a long time ago. But he struck a chord in me to say that God has more for us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to ask the apostle to just open up and maybe offer salvation. Somebody out there might not be saved. We have some guests in the chat room. We have some people on the phone lines, and maybe they're not saved, apostle. I want to give you the floor for a few more minutes to allow you to offer Jesus and also to pray for those who are listening and might find themselves in a bad situation right now. And I don't know how the Lord's going to lead you in that, but I know God is going to use you to just continue. You brought somebody out tonight, and they're coming all the way out. You're coming all the way out, sister. You're coming all the way. You're not going back. So, Apostle, I'm going to give the floor back to you for a few minutes, as long as you need it, for you to just do what God is telling you to do during this time. Have your way. Let the Lord use you however way he uses you.
Hallelujah.
Here. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. As you were talking, Pastor, I saw a woman's arm reaching up like she's reaching up. She's reaching up like she's wanting someone to grab her. She's trying to come out.
Yes.
Oh, God, I praise you now for that woman, God.
My God.
Oh, God, send her help now, God, to her. Oh, God, God is saying we ignore so much. We ignore so much. We have to become responsible. If one is hurting, all is hurting. If one is happy, all is happy. Oh, God, I thank you now. We have to be a little responsible. Many of us see women going through, and we never ask her, is there anything that I can do? We never pour out the love. God is saying now, you've got love, pour it on. Pour it on. Pour it on.
My goodness.
Pour it on. Somebody needs to hear it. We don't share enough. We don't share him enough. We don't share him enough with each other. We walk by brokenness. We walk by hungry. We walk by pain.
My God. My God.
God is saying, stop. 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 Take a moment and talk to the sister. Take a moment and see how you can help her. Oh, God, somebody's got her hand up saying, I need help. Try
Jesus.
To get up. We think it's not our business, but it's our business.
Yes.
It's our business. Hallelujah. It's our business. We are responsible for one another. Oh, God, don't let no one debate. We are responsible for one another. We're responsible.
Yes.
We're supposed to look out. We're supposed
yes.
to love. We're not supposed to compete. Stop the competing.
My God.
We all for one body, one kingdom. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God is saying, oh, God, he said this to me earlier, more intimacy, more gatherings, small gatherings, more gatherings, small gatherings.
Yes,
get together,
you need
get
that.
Some of the sisters together, gatherings. Unusual gatherings. He's saying unusual. Don't worry about the hats. Hallelujah. Put the shoes down. Hallelujah. Bring somebody with you. Hallelujah. Just come and worship him. Come and share Jesus. Share his love. Oh, God, his love heals. His love sets free. Hallelujah. His love heals.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody doesn't even know God today. Somebody doesn't know his hand today, God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We walk by and by and by the same man, the same woman, who don't even know Jesus. Who don't even know love. Who don't even know it. Never experienced it. Don't know what church is. Don't know what love is. Don't know what worship is. Don't know Jesus. Forget about the dress up. Forget about the hats. God wants you to take it off. Be authentic and free. And share love. Pure love. God's love. We get so caught up in life. And we forget what this is all about. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God,
hallelujah.
I thank you now for that woman, Lord God, that is raising her hand. I thank you, God, for everyone, God, that is tuning. I thank you, God, for every woman, God. Oh, hallelujah. Every woman, God, that forgot God. I thank you, Lord God, for every woman, God, that doesn't know you exist. I thank you for every man, God. I thank you for every child,
yes.
God.
Yes.
Oh, God,
thank you.
Now to everyone, God, that's on the line and needs to hear, I love you tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're going to break through your right there. I love you tonight.
Yes.
That's going to set free right there. I love you on the night. I don't have to know you. I love you because God is love. Because we're supposed to love. What are we doing with our relationship with Jesus if we're not giving it out?
My.
What are we doing with it if we're keeping it in and walking by each other, not saying hello, not saying God bless you, not saying grace and peace? What are we doing with the relationship? What are we doing with the prayer time?
What are we doing? My God.
Shutting the whole thing. Oh, they can't come here. God has ownership of everything. What do you mean? God has ownership of everything, every car, every house. It's not ours. We can't take it. It's not ours. It don't belong. Share. Share your love today. Oh, God, I pray, God, that somebody moves on this, Lord. I pray that somebody, oh, God, gets stirred up. I pray that you bring, God, somebody down today and humble them.
My God.
Don't forget where you came from. God said, I'm not bringing everyone out to go back to 9 to 5 and make money and have nice things. Oh, that's okay. But you forgot one thing. You forgot to pour back in after you came out.
Jesus.
You forgot to pour out. Heal one, help one, heal one, help one, heal one, help one, God is saying. Sisters, if you're going through, it is not God's plan for you to lose your life. It is not God's plan. It is not God's love to get beat down.
Yes.
Pray for that spirit in your husband, yes, but pray and pack and keep it moving. Don't lose your life in it. Let God do it. Cast your burdens onto God. Let him perfect everything that concerns you. Let him do the work. You worry about being alive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God. Jesus. My God. Hallelujah.
My God. Every church that's on the line, every ministry that is on the line, be moved to make a difference. Be moved to share love. Be moved to open up the home. Be moved to open up the church again. Be moved to have morning prayer. Be moved to have noonday prayer. Be moved now. Take the glitter off of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Whew, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Take the glitter off now. Put the stilettos aside. Put the axe aside. Serve God. Serve the people of God. We forgot how to be servants, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heal one, help one. Heal one, help one, God. Heal one, help one. Oh, God, send the help now. Thank you. Send the help, God, to every woman that is calling, God, on you. Oh, God, send the help to those that don't even know you, never met you, never heard of you, God. Oh, God, let her hear you now. Oh, God, we pray, God, for someone to minister to someone. Oh, we pray for stronger discernment so that our sisters that are healthy can see unhealthy and help unhealthy.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, God, we pray now for restoration of families. We pray now for restoration. We pray now for back to biblical order, for what you declared family to be, men, women, children, oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, we bless your name for restoration. We bless your name.
Yes,
oh, God,
Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank you. We thank you for order now, God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for order now, God. Oh, God, strengthen that sister that's helping women now, God. Oh, God, fortify her for the work ahead. Fortify her for the hour now. Oh, God, provision for the work. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. When I was in it, I thought I was alone. I forgot my past. My mother was abused. I forgot that. The suppressed pain. When I was in it, I thought I was alone. I didn't know. I lived on trains with my five children. Oh, God, I didn't know. There wasn't the resources. It was 10 years ago. They didn't have the resources they have now. Oh, God, so I pray that there is no one on this line that is lonely, that needs help, and no one is extending it. Oh, God, I pray that someone will now give out resources. Open the door to this. Open the dialogue to this, not just in October. Oh, God, I pray now that the ministries become, they have a desire, oh, God, to minister to domestic violence, about domestic violence, to the men, to the women. Oh, God, I pray, God, back order. Oh, God, that the men take their place. Oh, God, that the government has stripped from them. Oh, God, that slavery took from them. I pray now that men take their proper place.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
And love his wife like he loves you. Take care of his wife like he loves you. Take care of his wife, the order that you set forth. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you, Jesus. I pray now that everyone on this line will be moved to want to change, to want to do something different, just to reach that woman, just to reach the unbelievers and preach your gospel. Share love. Share Jesus. Oh, he's wonderful. A lot of times we minister about his miracles and his signs and wonders, and that's great, but guess what? Jesus was a beautiful man. He had a wonderful heart. He was lowly and meek. Minister, share his character. If you share his character, they will fall in love right away. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I know, Lord God, that abuse, Pastor Rebecca, abuse takes its toll on its body. Oh, God,
yeah.
I've suffered. But I give all God the glory. He's healed me of cancer. He's healed me of depression. He's healed me of oppression. He's healed me of tumors. He's healed me of cysts. Last year, I couldn't speak for 6 4 months. And out of the year, 10 months out of that year, I was sick. Even after he came, he brought me out. Still had no healing to do. The beatings take a toll on the body. The beatings take a toll. So if you're not getting beat down with the hands and you're getting beat down with the words, it takes 10 years to recover from what you've heard, to deprogram. The beatings take a toll on your body. Heart attacks, sicknesses, every different kind of illness. We were not designed to get beat down. We're women. We're gentle. We're beautiful. We're soft. We were not made to get beat by bigger, stronger. So I pray now for everyone that's on this line, Lord God, even if it wasn't domestic violence, Lord, just saying pray for healing. Oh, God, I pray now. I bless you, God, now. Oh, God, I give you all the glory now. Jehovah Rapha. Oh, God, we know, God, that you are a healer. Oh, God, I pray even now, God, for complete healing. Oh, God. Oh, God, I speak to every woman on the line. Reach out and touch the hem. Press in and don't leave until you touch it. Press in. Keep pressing. Hallelujah. Yeah. How bad do you want the healing? He's saying, just touch it. Go through it. Go past it. It's waiting. Oh, God, I thank you now for the healing. Oh, God, I bind up every sickness, every disease, every depression, oppression, cyst, tumor. Oh, God.
Yes.
The tissues, God. The red blood cell, the white blood cell. Oh, God, body line up to the will of God. Body line up to the will of God. Body line up to the will of God.
Yes.
Complete healing now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
You said if two or three are in your name, oh, God, you are there. When we ask, you are there. You said the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Oh, God, hear our cry. Attend to our prayer. We cry out for sickness. We cry out now that you heal, oh God, the woman with the issue of blood, that you heal, oh God, the cancer, that you dry up the tumor. Oh God, we sniff it now. Oh God, we pray now that healing comes on now. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
God, thank you. Line up, buddy, line up.
Yes.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for your healing power, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for your power in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you for your anointing that's been released by the woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for every person under the sound of my voice. Oh, God. Thank you for healing taking place from domestic violence, from abuse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're listening and you want to talk, you need counsel, we don't want to let you leave without you being clear on your healing, clear that God truly is a healer and a deliverer. If you're in a situation, and the woman of God ministered mightily on tonight and prayed the prayer, I believe that you've been set free tonight. You just got to come up out of the pit. Get to a safe place. There are resources out there for you. We gave some last night on the broadcast. I have those here, some of them. I don't know if you brought any with you, Apostle.
I've known some by heart. It's the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It's 1-800-799-SAFE. SAFE is S is in Sam, A is in Apple, F is in Frank, E is in Edward, 7233. So 1-800-799-7233. That is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. They can help you no matter where you are in the country, and direct you to local authorities that can help you. If you're in the New York City area, you can call 311. If you'd like to reach out to me and have us pray and come out to you or counsel or minister with you, you can reach out to me. My number is 646-637-2126. My email address is tanyablunt@yahoo.com. I always ask people to tell someone if they're going through and create a safety plan with the person that they share it with. And if we know someone, if you know someone that's going through, don't judge her, don't condemn it, don't look down, because if you do more talking than listening, she's not going to come back and share it to you. Keep the dialogue open. Don't pressure. Just be as quiet and neutral as you can and be there for her, so that the greatest help comes from people that don't judge, that don't move unless the person that's going through asks you to move. Because the most important thing is she needs you to trust. She needs to trust you. And so we ask you to just make yourself available in that way. Don't think that you are alone. You're not alone. Women go through this all the time. Women in ministry go through this all the time. If your church does not, your pastor of the church is not open to discussing with domestic violence, there are many other faith-based organizations that focus on domestic violence in the faith community that will assist as well. And then, of course, you have the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and I'm sure that Pastor Rebecca can provide more info.
Yes, there was one more that was given on last night that I wanted to share, but that was good. There in Exus County, there's a number, 973-484-4446. And I was given on last night Jacqueline Spencer Counseling Center, and that is 973-280-8179. Again, that's in New Jersey. So, I believe that the National Domestic Violence Hotline, which was the 1-800-799-7233, was probably the best number. And also Apostle Dr. Tanya Blau has given her information for you to contact her offices. She's been through this, and she can help you. Listen, you don't have to suffer alone. I've been through a different type of abuse, or molestation, never had to have a man beat on me. I thought fighting was right. Amen. So I had to be delivered from that. I thought fighting was right. I thought that was love, and I had to be delivered. But the Lord is stirring me up, Apostle, because we as pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, Christians, children of the Most High God, we need to be concerned about each other and realize that we are our brother's keeper, that we are our sister's keeper. And one thing that you said tonight, and the woman of God said it, I believe, last night, and people keep saying to me, thank God for you taking on the challenge of dealing with domestic violence in the church, or dealing with a period. It leads me to believe that not many people in the church want to deal with this issue. But that's a shame, because, look, how can we prosper and be in good health even as our souls prosper if we're being beaten at home, or if we're in the old church, I know they used to just tell the wife, go home and be a better wife. But this is a new day, and Jesus is the God of our resurrection, and he wants us to rise up out of every dead situation. And not only does he want us to be whole, but he wants that abuser to be whole. So I can't, if I keep letting somebody beat me, I can't get any help, and neither can that person get any help. We both need to be healed. We both need to touch the hem of his garment, especially if we're in the church. That is not God's ideal for the deacon to be beating his wife, or for the pastor to be beating his wife or beating her husband. You know, we need to be healed. We need to be set free. We need to be real. And I appreciate you, women of God, coming and just sharing that word. Come out, there's purpose in the pit. But not only that, you said we can't stay in the pit. Don't stay in that situation. Get out, but don't rush out. Get some godly counsel. Go to your pastor. If your pastor's not open, contact me. Contact Apostle Block. My number is 862-220-2500. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm everywhere because I'm very accessible. Amen. I'm just accessible. People tell me I'm crazy, but I care, you know, and I just thank God for you. I know you've been through. I know you. How many years were you in that, in your situation with your husband?
Many, many years. I was with him since I was 15, and he was 9 years my senior. But we were married almost 20 years, but I think the abuse was like over 13, 14 years it started, and it was started because of drugs. And I tell you the truth, when I came out, I nearly left my life with him. You know, that was the plan, to kill me. And then when that didn't work, it was to take my mind. So I really, you know, lost my life and my mind almost. And I know when I came out, and I say this all the time, it is such a dark place when you're in there. When I came out, I remember the first thing was around fall time, and the fall trees were falling. And I remember calling my mother and saying, do you know the leaves turn colors? Like, oh, my God, like, this was like I had been in a hole for all of my life. And I didn't even notice seasons changing when I was in it. All I really remember is giving birth to the babies and being happy when they were born and being in love with my babies. That, you know, and, I mean, I remember the beatings, but the joy was the babies. The joy was the children. Other than that, it was always a struggle, always a, you know, beat down. He was more the words, you know, because I was a little fighter, so I would fight him back, but it was the words, you know, even though he could beat me, it was the words that took the longest, and what he fed me that took the longest, you know. And I tell people all the time, I just believed everything he said. I just believed everything. And so it became his reality, his words became my reality. And so it took me took a while of healing. And many times we don't take time to heal. We jump in relationships and we carry all of that stuff into another relationship. And, you know, it's really let God do the work. Let him do the healing. It's so much internally that we need to have addressed with us once we come out of that, because that thing does so much damage to every being of you. You know, you are definitely a bent, paralyzed woman. And so we have to allow God to do the work so that we might be restored and become 100% whole. And, of course, the best way to do that is by allowing him to do it. And by, you know, I even encourage therapy, and, you know, my children had to do it. I had to do it. We have to use these resources that are here for us as long as it's going to make us healthy and not deny ourselves the things that are here to make us a better person and a healed person.
Yes, yes, amen. And, you know, as you were, I thank you so much for sharing that, because somebody needed to hear that. You know, here you're listening to a woman who has been in the type of situation that you might be facing right now. And even if you're not, it's going to help you not to go into the situation. It normally starts with the mind, where they begin to, the man or the woman will begin to brainwash you and make you believe that you're nothing, or that is your fault, or, you know, you're not good enough, or you deserve to be beaten. And then it's just, like you said, once they have your mind, that's it. You heard the apostle say that she believed his reality was her reality. His lies with her reality. And, you know, God wants you to get your mind back, you know, not to be built up and validated by a man, but to let God, through his word and through his love. Apostle, I felt that thing when you were talking about the love of Jesus, through his love, to let him build us up through his love. And to just grab a hold of Jesus with everything in you. I know when I was coming out of my mess, the drugs, the alcohol, the whoring around, bad relationships and low self-esteem, that it was the love of Jesus that helped me to know that I was somebody, and it could very well be me. And you said something else. I'm going to let you go, but I want you to be clear when you leave here to know that you don't have to live like that. You know, women, you don't have to live like that. Men, you don't have to live like that. And for the abuser, you don't have to be an abuser. You don't have to be an abuser. But you said something, Apostle Blount. You said that we walk by each other. And we compete. Mm-hmm. We're so busy competing with each other and hating on each other as women that we don't take time. We can't open our eyes and see that our sister is hurting. I mean, you're a beautiful woman. You are a beautiful woman. I pray that people have looked at the slideshows and seen the beauty that God has bestowed upon this woman of God. My daughter looked at your picture and she said, "Mommy, she's pretty. She's beautiful." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, to God be the glory. But I'm going to say this: there are a lot of women who can't look upon your beauty and appreciate that beauty, but they will instead hate you because you're beautiful.
They hate you, and that's why that was what. And I'm not promoting my event, but I just want to say this about walking my shoes. That's what made me do it, because a lot of times I would go to churches, the minister and the first ladies, you know, thought I want their husbands, and I don't want your husband. And then they wouldn't be nice. They invite me, and then of course they change. And you know, the people are not friendly when you walk in the door. I've just been really not treated the best. And so I'm very out there, like, you know, sociable and love you and hug you and just want to be, you know, just so happy that I'm alive. You want to get it, you know. And it was really disappointing, you know. Even to my book signings and stuff would always be more men. And I said, you look at the, first of all, it wasn't until I was almost 40 before I said to myself one day in the mirror, oh, you're kind of okay, you're kind of cute. If you've been told that you're too yellow, you're too this, you're too that all your life from the man that you love the most, and the only time that you feel pretty is when you're spending private alone time with him, then you begin to believe exactly that. And so when God showed me, when the scales came off, and I looked at myself in the mirror one day, and I said, I'm still not even comfortable in certain areas. God has delivered me, but there's still... the compliments are one thing I have a hard time with, and I'm totally delivered from this. I loved him even till he died, because he passed away last year and took care of the same man that nearly killed me. It took so many years for me to finally get there, and that's why I tell people don't rush it. And you really, truly begin to believe all of it. And so we don't know our sister's story. You haven't walked in her shoes. You don't know what she went through to get where she is now. You don't know why God chose her. You don't know why God is using her now. It's not because of, for me, in my case, I've been through so much heck and abuse, not just from him, from family members, from people, and just all my life, that he used all of these sickness. And then when I thought I was done, then I got very sick and nearly died last year. Let me tell you, he used all of that. You know, I went to seminary school, but that's nothing. What God, my biggest, the thing that God uses me most is what I went through. That is, that's it. That is how God has used me. So don't look and hate your sister. Walk in, you haven't walked in her shoes. You haven't walked in her shoes. You don't know anything about where God brought her from. A bio can't even really capture all the pain. I still cry sometimes when I think about what he brought me through. Time after time, test after test, even every time. Last year, we were like, oh, it's not going to,
not going to make it this year. And to just see the hand of him, how he brought me through. It was lesson after lesson. We hate on each other. We have no idea what it took for you to get there. No one knows. No one knows.
My God.
Stop judging. Stop hating. It's ugly. It's unbecoming.
My God.
It's not nice. It's not God. It's just ugly completely. It's negative all in it. Stop it. Sister, come in as a beautiful sister walking your door, whatever, any man, any sister. You give her love if she walks in your sanctuary. She's giving you feed your sheep. And you ugly? That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea. And then God shames them most of the time because then they hear what the heck you had to go through. They took some. I was ashes. And he rolled me back
My
up.
God.
And gave me new skin. But I had to trust him.
My God.
And I want to say something before I hang up is, brothers, too, it's our, it is women and men, it's our responsibility to minister. If you know a brother that's beating men, begin to minister to them. If you know that he's abusing his wife, begin to minister to him. Not only is it not good, it's ugly, it can kill him, all of that thing, but guess what else? His soul is at stake.
My God.
His soul is at stake.
Wow.
His soul is at stake. As a pastor, if you are weak, you are, and you're turning your back on it, that's blood on your hands because his soul is at stake. He has no business playing the piano. He has no business singing, leading praise and worship. Sit him down and minister and wait for the deliverance. His soul is at stake. You can't turn your back.
Yes. Yes. And that's powerful right there.
We have to open up the door.
Go ahead. Yes.
We have to open up the door in the church. How can we shut it? How can we shut it? We got to stop being so timid about real issues. It's happening whether we want to accept it or not.
Wow, that's the truth, and that's why I wanted to stop and talk to you, because it's one thing, you know, for us to preach and, you know, shout and clap and sing, but we need to know, people need to know that we are real, these preachers, the pastors, the apostles, we're real people, and we've been through this. You know, we don't just preach about this, but we have walked through this. This woman of God has walked through some stuff. You know, just when you look at her picture, she doesn't look like what she's been through. Come on. She don't look like, she does not look like what she's been through. But God has given her, she could be cold, she could be nasty, she could be bitter, she could have an attitude, she could be haughty, but she's none of that. She is a humble servant before the Lord with a meek spirit, a broken spirit, and God is using that for his glory. And Apostle Tanya Block, you haven't seen the best yet. God's giving you back double for everything that you've had to walk through. And even as you were speaking earlier, the Lord showed me Joseph, and he showed me, you know, how apropos that he would have you preach about the pit, because God showed me that you have spent your time in the pit. He said he has brought you up out of the pit. And God said, Joseph, if Joseph had never been in the pit, if he had never been accused of rape at Potiphar's house, if he had never been in prison in Egypt, he would never have risen to be the governor in Egypt.
Yes.
He had never have risen to the position that God has already ordained for him since before the beginning of time. And woman of God, what God is saying to you is that he is putting you in high places, and he's taking you, even though this is not your desire is for souls, but God says, I am taking you to the top. God says, I'm making your name great. And God is making your name great because there's a light shining from you, woman of God. And God is saying to you on today that men and women will look upon you and look upon your life, and they will no longer hate you, but they will bow down to the God in you and glorify his name. And God says, not many days from hence, he's getting ready to do a shifting even in your ministry. Hallelujah. And God says, there's some people around you, hallelujah, and then you've been praying about those people. You've been praying about some people around you. And God said he's going to reveal to you. I'm saying a few days. I'm not going to count days, but not many days. He's going to reveal to you who's for you and who is not for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because there's some people that you still got a heart to give people a chance. And you've been giving this particular person a time after time after time. And God said time is running out for that person. He's going to give you divine revelation. And it's not going to be to the point. And it's going to be to the point where you're going to be able to confront some things. And some things are going to be resolved for his glory and your good. You're going to be able to confront some things, and some things are going to be resolved for his glory and for your good. And I just see that so clearly. And God says there's some things that he's moving out of your direct circle, and he's going to, the way is being made clear for you to walk into destiny. My God, hallelujah. For you to walk, you're out of the pit. You're walking in there and you're passing and you're doing some things. And God says, you know what? The struggle is over. The struggle is over. Hallelujah. The struggle is over. He's going to give you double. Double for your trouble. Double for your shame. The name of Jesus. You watch God. Watch God. Watch what he does in your life. Because of your faithfulness. Because you have been faithful over a few things. Because you could have turned and went the other way. There were so many opportunities, but you have continually pressed your way towards the Lord. God says, I'm going to bless you. In the name of Jesus, I have to release that. I don't know. Thank you, Jesus. I just have to release that word to you. I tell you, there's a blessing. No. There are some blessings with your name on it specifically. And they have been there. See, when you were born, God created you, and he knew what you're going to be walking into this upcoming year, 2012. God knew what you were going to be walking into. So you get ready, woman of God. You get ready, because you're going to need some sunglasses, because I see your future, and it's brilliant. It is brilliant. And God's going to get all of the glory. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God. We have a few more minutes. I want you to, we have some people on the phone lines. Everybody, God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. If you want to say anything to the apostle, you can push one and raise your hand, and we'll put you on the air. If not, we just thank you for being with us for this online conference. It's different. You know, we're having a service and a seminar in one. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We just combine everything. For God's glory.
That's what God said is unusual. Unusual.
Yeah.
We've been doing everything so much in such a format that it's become a ritual. And we can break away from the ordinary and do things unusual now. It's a season now for unusual things, so that God can get he can be glorified and touch those that are hard-headed, touch those that would never listen. So we can't do things the same way, the same thing as usual. It's no longer that way. There is a shift. There's a major shift, and we've got to go with it. Church is no longer going to be the way it has been.
My God. Yes. We got to flow with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Let him have his way. We have to let the Holy Ghost have his way.
Yes.
And even as you were talking about walking my shoes, I was looking at that flyer, and I said, you know what? If I didn't have this conference, I would make my way over to Brooklyn because that's going to be powerful. I want you to tell us a little bit about walking my shoes, how we can get there, and what else is coming up, and where can we come to partake even more. So where can the people come to partake even more so of your ministry? Just let us know some more about how we can get to the conference and how we can get to you on a normal Sunday.
Okay. Well, Walk in My Shoes will be taking place tomorrow. The address is 1467 Bedford Avenue between Sterling Place and Park Place. It's in Brooklyn. The zip code is 11238. It will begin at 11 a.m. Our speaker is a dynamic woman of God, Dr. Tabitha Price. She's the pastor of Second Chance Worldwide Ministries. We have a lot of other things going on. what we are praying that we're going to be able to bring in Apostle David Taylor before the end of the year. And so we're working on that now. We also have a conference, a panel discussion coming up next month called The Restoration of Black Family. And it's kind of a whole panel, and the whole panel is men of God, because you know we believe that it is their responsibility, you know, to get the order back and restore family and begin to make. I have these friends that they're going around saying, let's make marriage cool again. To get that order back. So that's what we're doing. We're doing a youth gathering before the end of the year. And it's just going to be just come in and just let the youth just have a ball in the name of Jesus. And we're going to do, I don't know the name yet, but two nights of the Lord showed me praying for 2 hours or so, just awesome, just giving him praying and taking a break and getting the word. And, you know, so we're going to do that in two days, just like a two-hour prayer, taking a break. And as he just said, call it, meet us at the gathering. And so you guys going to come in however you want. That's going to be in December. I'm going to try to do it either right before Thanksgiving or the first week of December. I'm still working on that. And so we're going to have that information available soon. We're on Facebook, so you can find everything out about the ministries there. It's facebook.com Church with No Walls. A lot of people think it's without walls, but it's with no walls, Church with No Walls. So facebook.com/churchwithnowalls. Our website is being developed now. Hopefully we'll have it done by next week. And this website is www.churchwithnowallsbk.org. And of course, I have several pages on Facebook. I'm up to my limit on friend requests at my page. But my page is facebook.com, Tanya Blunt, and Tanya spelled T-O. And then I have several pages. If you Google my name, you'll be able to get the other pages that, you know, and we always promote everything on there, let people know what we're doing, you know, and God is saying, you know, just do pure worship and praying and, you know, in the next couple of weeks. So that's what we're going to be doing.
Yes, amen. And tell us about your book. Your latest book, I know you have a couple of books, so tell us about your book. But I really need to get a copy of your latest book, The Price I Paid for This Anointing. My God.
Yes, The Price I Paid for This Anointing, it came out in May. That is my fifth book. And that is a memoir, of course. And it shares my story, which I've shared before with readers. But I go back, God had me be really honest and bring up things that had happened from. And it wasn't a lie before, but I didn't share what happened, you know, like more in childhood. Because a lot of times things happen in our childhood, which makes us believe that we deserve what we get in our adulthood. And so it shares more of my childhood. It shares the story of, you know, the abuse and the sin, me losing my mother, which was really a hard thing for me to get through, and then the sickness. So, which was all, you know, I mean, we know that Jesus paid the price for it all, but there is a price that we take for this life, and you know that. You know, you get hurt by the people that you love the most, the people that you never would have thought hurt you the most. You touched on some things which I've heard, you know, God has been sending strangers to confirm what you said, so I want you to know that was like the sixth time I've heard it in the last week or so. So it's not even two or three times. You know, he's sending strangers to say, think it not strange. That's how he's, you know, it is unbelievable, and it's almost verbatim for what you said. And so, but there's a price to this all. There is a price to this. And I love the ministry of Catherine Kuhlman, who, of course, passed away.
Yeah.
And when I would study her and follow her, I came to terms with what I had to give up. And so I tell people all the time now, I feel like I dropped out of the sky. Most of the time, I don't feel like I'm a part of this world anymore.
Wow.
I totally have almost given up the desire for most earthly things.
Wow.
Things don't. The things that we had,
that I loved and I had to have years ago. I still love a beautiful home, and I still have desires for little things, but for the most part, it's really nothing. And when you lose, like, you know, lose very close people like I have lost, and have been so close to death and lost so many things, the one thing that is steady is God. And
yeah.
So the one thing you can trust is Him. The one person you can trust is Him. You know, when people hurt you and betray you, the people that you love the most and you put your hope in the most, it has to change you. So I used to tell people, if you haven't talked to me in 4 years, you don't know me. But now I
yeah.
even say a year. You know, I say a
wow.
year because He's really made me new. It's not the woman I was before. And so a lot of times I have to, like, really try to connect with people in the world a little bit more, because I totally feel like in the last few months I've just dropped down, and He said, okay, this is your assignment. And so when you live like that, you have your mind on purpose. Yes, I laugh. My grandkids give me the greatest joy, but I am a woman on a mission to do the Lord's work. And I know that He wants me to have fun. You know, I know that He wants me to have fun, but I don't want, if you're not about that, don't even come near me. If you're not about trying to get some of that, stay away. If you're trying to sabotage it, it's not going to work. I know all the tricks of the enemy, so stay away. You know, I mean, I had to learn the hard way, because I have this heart that would accept and trust everyone. So now I've seen all the ugly, and so God has allowed me to experience so much pain, and it was a price just to teach me a lesson in the human person. And so, you know, the price I paid is really documents this journey, and is available all online, Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, and the book is $15 for the handbook, and it's also available on ebook. I'm really having a hard time accepting that books are not selling like they used to, and people are buying ebooks. I'm a book person, but it is available.
Me too.
I love to collect them. So, but it is also available on ebook, and I think that's about it.
Amen. Well, stay with me, because we have a caller. Listen, you have 1 minute to call in, 646-652-4832. We're going to take this caller. But for those of you in the chat room, we're going to stop streaming in about 2 minutes. So God bless you. Come back tomorrow at 1 o'clock for our panel discussion. It's going to be powerful. So join us tomorrow. But we're going to take this caller. There's no area code. Your number is not there. So, caller, your hand is raised. You're on the air.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Tina. There's no area code?
No, God bless you. No, your number's not there. That's okay. God bless you, Sister Tina. God bless you.
God bless you. I had to call in. Awesome word tonight, Dr. Apostle Tanya Blunt. I thank you so much for accepting the invitation and bringing this powerful word tonight. There's purpose in it. There's purpose in the pit. My God, what an awesome word is you said tonight. And I'm hoping that someone heard something. They've got a breakthrough with everything that you said tonight. Even on to the other discussion of women, how we hate on each other and we have to start loving each other. So I thank you tonight for coming on the Pastor Rebecca Show, and just giving this powerful word to women and men for everyone to hear. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Tina. I love you.
Love you too.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it's just been groundbreaking, and I know that people are going to come back and even listen to the archives and be blessed. So everybody, listen, go out and buy a copy of the hard copy of Apostle's book. But if you have to have an e-book for your Kindle or whatever it is, your e-reader, even your phone, then get the e-book. Whatever you have to do, just get a copy of her book. Amazon has it. Barnes & Noble has it. And soon you'll be able to pick it up on her website. Connect with Apostle Dr. Tanya Blunt, B-L-O-U-N-T, and join us again tomorrow right here on the broadcast. The phone lines are still open. Apostle, I just want to thank you for being with me. I just want to pray for you, and that the Lord will continue to use you and bless you in everything that you do, even as you have poured out on today. Know that lives are going to be changed. Listen, when God told me to do this and I said yes, my only prayer was that lives would be changed, that souls would be saved, and
Amen.
That the captives would be set free, that Isaiah 61 prayer. And it is my prayer that people will come back even after this broadcast is way past. I'm going to even put it on my website, the 3 days. I'm going to just put it on my website so that people can go back and listen and find themselves having a hard time. It would be a resource for people to go and listen and find some semblance of deliverance, because God's going to bring everybody that hears this audio recording, he's bringing them out. I declare
Amen.
It. In the name of Jesus. Yes. So we don't play church. We believe in the power of the Holy Ghost, and I know you do too. And I just am so honored that you came. I just want to pray for you, woman of God. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. Lord, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for what you've done on tonight. I pray for everybody that's still on the phone lines, oh God. I pray, Father God, for those who called and listened, oh God. I pray breakthrough over each and every individual, oh God, that says, I want to stay into the end, oh God. And Lord, even now, we lift up this vessel of honor to you, Apostle Dr. Tanya Blount, your daughter, oh God. We lift her up to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just pray your supernatural exponential blessings over her life, oh God. Lord, restore, oh God, everything that she's poured out on tonight, and even as she prepares for tomorrow, oh God. We just ask, Father God, that you would continue, Father God, to use her, Father God, to destroy the yoke in the lives of your daughters, in the lives of your sons, oh God, in the lives of all of those, Father God, who are broken, who are in bondage, oh God, those who are blinded, oh God, even by the lies of the enemy, oh God. So, Lord, right now, Father God, I ask that you restore her, oh God, replenish, Father God, the oil, Father God, replenish the living waters, oh Father God, as she prepares to pour out on tomorrow. Give her sweet rest on tonight, oh God. We come against the spirit of retaliation, oh God. We come against the spirit of backlash, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the hand of Satan off of her life, off of her future, off of her destiny, off of the word that you have declared and had so many people come and speak over her life, strangers, people that don't even know her, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for the prophetic utterance, oh God, that's been offered towards your daughter, oh God, from your mouth to her ears, oh Lord. And Lord, we just thank you that no weapon formed against her can prosper, oh Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for her life, oh God. We thank you that you've given her beauty for ashes, oh Lord. Continue to allow her to let her light shine, oh God. Hallelujah. To let her beauty shine, oh God, knowing that that's your radiance emanating from her face, emanating from her being, oh God. So Lord, we just thank you. We praise you for your woman servant. And Lord, we just thank you that you are adding to her life, oh God, that you're giving back the years that the canker worm has stolen, oh God, that you're giving back, Father God, everything, the childhood dreams, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she is no longer a resident of this earth, but she is a stranger, oh God, an alien here on earth, oh God, and she has truly tapped into the supernatural realm. So Lord, use her. We thank you, Lord, that we will hear about the supernatural healings that will take place. We thank you, Lord, that we will hear about the deliverance services, that we will hear about the crusades, that we will hear about the souls that are being saved, oh God, through this woman's ministry, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, and we offer her back to you, oh God, and say continue to use her for your glory, even now, for the hedge of protection around, oh God, and keep her in the shelter of the Most High. Keep her under the shadow of your wings. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for increase in every area of her life, increase in her ministry, and increase in her joy, her peace, increase for her children, oh God, increase, oh God. So we just thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you.
Listen, we have to get together. We truly do.
Yes, I would love to do lunch or something and fellowship with you, but I would love to do lunch or something soon.
Amen. I'm looking forward to it. Perhaps before I go back to the workplace, we'll be able to connect. But I'm going to reach out and connect with you offline. So God bless you, and thank you so much
God
for coming.
Bless you. Okay,
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a good night.
You too. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Tina Lane, it's day two.
Amen.
Amen. birthday too, and we're ready, gearing up for our panel discussion tomorrow. I want to encourage everybody to join us tomorrow for our panel discussion right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. You can tune in by calling 646-652-4832. Listen, come back tomorrow, amen. We're going to be talking. We're going to take off the gloves. You know, we've had an unusual move of God for two nights, Tina.
Yes, Lord.
Two nights. Hallelujah. The Lord has moved mightily for two nights. Powerful, powerful move of God. Look at the slideshows on tonight's show to see some more information about Apostle Tanya Blau, her conference, her book. Amen. Connect with her and connect with Reverend Thurcell Chisholm Watts from last night. And look, get ready for tomorrow because Tina L. Lane is going to be moderating with me. We want to have a panel. We want all of you to call in. Listen, don't be quiet tomorrow because it's going to be an open forum for you to in with your questions, call in with your comments, call in with your prayer requests, call in with your testimonies, and let us know what's on your mind. Let your voice be heard tomorrow on this panel. I see all of you on the phone lines. I thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, you stay with us. Stay with us because tomorrow we're going to close this thing out with a bang. Right, Tina?
Yes,
we're closing it out. We're closing it out. We're closing it out with a bang. So I just thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, come back at 1 o'clock. Bring some friends. Bring your unsaved. This is not just for Christians. Bring your unsaved friends. Bring them tomorrow. blogtalkradio.com/power or 646-652-4832. Tina, do you have anything before we go?
Just come back. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful. Day three. Oh my God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Day three. And God just wants me to leave this. I'm going to drop this in your spirit. I am here. He wants you to know that you're not alone. I am here. God bless you.
Amen.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
Standing on the corner, he has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
loves you more than you'll ever know.
Instead of walking away,
open up.
Hallelujah. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother. Our God wants you to know that he is there for you. Never will he leave you. Never will he forsake you. But he's always there. But not only is God there, but Tina Lane is there, and I am here. And we just want you to know that we're here for you, and you have our shoulder to lean on. So God bless you. Wrap your arms around yourself and take a big hug from you to me, from me to you, a big old hug from Pastor Rebecca to you. And I'm sure Tina Lane is hugging you too. So God bless you. Know that God loves you, and so do I. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord, and meet me here tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah.